I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet how you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I to the no, no, no. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, need to let it go, need to let it go. I to the no, no, no. First you're gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I'm believing every word. Call me beautiful, so original, telling me I'm not like other girls. I was in my zone before you came along, now I'm thinking maybe you should go. Blah, 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 I'll be like not to the, I to the no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up, if your boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips, girl, all you gotta say. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I to the no, no, no. My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go. I to the no, no, no. Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance, I don't need your hands all over me. If I want a man, then I'ma get a man, but it's never my priority. I was in my zone before you came along, don't want you to make this personal. Blah, 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 I be like not to the, I to the no, no, no. Oh, my ladies, listen up, if that boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips, girl, all you gotta say is my name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, to let it go.
Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. That was Megan Trainor and a song, Little Jammy Jam, called No.
Who are you?
I'm Ryan McQueenie. You're Kate Harrington. We're also joined by Michelle Ledbetter. It's just a whole, it's a whole darn squad in here today. So Rhetoric of Pop, let's get to it.
RLP.
Again, we think there's an argument in everything, and that includes popular culture and popular music. So we take a song from the Billboard Hot 100 chart, we give it a little rhetorical analysis.
It's number three this week.
Number three. That's the third most popular song in the world right now.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Is it the world or just the US?
I don't know. I think it's just the US.
So
how long has it been on there?
It was on last week too.
Several weeks
when we checked it out.
All right.
So speaking of,
I don't know how high def the webcam is, but I'm rolling my eyes right now.
But we're not being evaluative.
We're not being evaluative, of course.
What's the argument here?
I have literally no idea.
Six times.
That's seven. That's seven.
He said literally seven times. Well, I'm guessing, not guessing, from textual evidence, I'm theorizing that she's saying nah to a dude at the bar.
Yeah, or a dude at the party, or a dude at the wherever she is.
Yeah.
And she's being,
she's saying no a lot,
very mean about it.
She's using repetition?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She uses
that's
a
her rhetorical strategy.
Darn tootin' amount of repetition.
I mean, it's sometimes that's effective strategy. Because
yeah.
You got
to
get your
my
point
name
across.
Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go. 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 Basically, is how the chorus goes.
Which I'm getting from a man is asking her, "What's your name?" And she's like, "My name is no."
Which is
like, get away.
My number.
God forbid
no.
Someone tries to talk to you in a public place. I understand
unsolicited.
That people, I understand that guys are annoying. True, 100%.
100%.
But to go and write a song about it is seems mean. We don't know if this guy was rude. We don't know if this guy was pushy. We don't know what this guy could have just been like, hey, I'm just like, I'm shy. I'm breaking out of my shell tonight. Trying to talk to people.
I feel like.
No.
See,
she just wants to enjoy your night.
Okay, let's be clear.
Michelle and I are on the side of Meghan Trainor.
Britney Spears, circa 2001 kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a carbon copy of early 2000s Britney Spears, which leads me down into a rabbit hole. This is something I wanted to mention too, is this is the same person who sings that absolutely horrendous song about letter to my future husband or whatever.
Dear
it
future
is
future husband song.
I just don't understand her argument. Like, I don't understand her worldview. So I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Meghan Trainor.
Well, maybe that's,
what her perspective
is specific
is.
To this
I just won a Grammy. I'm the hottest up and coming pop musician
won
in
a
the
Grammy.
Yes. Best new artist. She's
you are getting very
hottest up and coming.
Heated about this.
Yes, I am. Wow. I'm upset about it because I just don't get it. I don't get this song. I don't get it.
See, I think
I get it. I totally get what she's saying, and I don't understand why it's a thing.
It's okay.
I just I'm throwing the lyrics around the studio.
I think you're upset about it because you would be the boy that she's saying my name is no to.
No,
you're taking it too personally.
Yeah, definitely.
If I saw Meghan Trainor at a bar, I'd go, that's that pop singer I don't like. So
she
I wouldn't
have
try to talk
your name.
To her.
You'd know her name.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not doing a very good rhetorical analysis.
No,
you're just putting
reacting
personal,
emotionally
yeah.
to the song.
Well, that's
maybe
part
that's
of the rhetorical
pathos,
analysis,
right?
Though, is
that's
what is
true.
My
yeah.
what is my emotional reaction to that? That's how it makes me feel.
But how? What does she do?
That's
to
clearly
make you
not
feel
intentional.
That.
She doesn't want people to hate the song.
There's not a whole lot of logos in here, is there?
No.
No.
Not a lot of logic.
No. They're okay, so that's what it
if
is.
If I want
thank
a man, then
putting,
I'm a... No,
thank
listen.
Thank you for putting actual hey, words to
if
it
I want
me.
A man, then I'm going to get a man. She doesn't need the man to come to her.
Okay.
Which
sure.
is really self-centered, in my opinion. Okay, self-centered is a little bit harsh. I'll take
no,
a step back.
You don't understand the world that women live in of being...
Okay, this is fair. Tell me about it.
I don't know. It's kind of
this is fair.
Telling me
this
I'm
is
not
fair.
Like other girls, though. That's not like
yes.
girl pet. That's kind of like
no, no.
putting women against women, which is not.
Right. And then that's the thing is she wants, she's
that?
Trying.
Yeah, she says she, that in verse one.
She has this whole thing where she's it's trying
oh,
to
no,
be girl
telling
power.
Telling me I'm not like other girls. No, I misread.
Oh, okay.
See, you have to do a close reading.
That's what I'm, that's what I'm getting at is I totally understand. Like, and I love a nice girl power jam. I love a nice girl power jam.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong.
Pretty
and
girl
I totally
rock.
Understand that the experience of women is completely different in that there's a lot of things, there's a lot of issues with the culture that we live in and the fact that men like think that they have the right to come up and talk to women like this mm-hmm. in public places. I get that. I just don't think that this song does a good job of accurately
my name is no.
rallying the troops and getting everyone on the same page and creating that girl power
like
jam.
This
it's very
guy, all my ladies no. listen up. Insistent
okay.
though.
We're running out of time, unfortunately. But thank you for putting words to my actual cool. frustration. And thank you for showing me the other side of it. I
you're
got
welcome.
A little emotionally heated, you're right.
You are. Well, just this morning. Are you doing okay?
I'm all right.
Okay.
I'm all right. Okay, so word of the day, we got to wrap it up really quick. Our word of the day is prolation.
Oh, yeah. Politicians do it. Something that all politicians must do.
Politicians are thought to do?
Yeah, it's...
Ryan just saw the definition.
No, I didn't.
He?
No, okay. I didn't. It was just the word written again. I'm not going to cheat again.
Okay. What's the other hint?
I just dropped the piece of paper. The other hint is how one shares ideas.
Interesting.
Okay, we have like literally a minute, so.
All right, so politicians must do it, and how they share ideas through speeches. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
or
speak
sharing.
To large audiences.
Oh yeah, that's I agree.
But wide I'm thinking like writers' audience. Groups, like sharing your ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe getting feedback on ideas before you share the real idea. That's my guess.
That
extending
is like
your
super hyper specific. So. I think
that's
it's
still a guess.
I think it's like, I think it's speaking
audience.
In front of a group.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna see. And utterance/articulation of an idea. Okay, so not necessarily in front of a group, but like
saying
the actual.
What you mean
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
saying words. Yeah. I think.
All right. Well.
Okay, well, that was another wonderful episode of Scroll Radio. I'm sorry that we're like literally rushing to get be done, but
because Ryan
time
spent too long getting
time
angry
management
about
isn't
things.
My best suit. So, So we'll end this episode how we end every episode of Scrawl Radio, which is I'll say this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to, and then you'll say put it in writing. Everyone. So together.
Okay.
So this has been Scrawl Radio reminding you to
put it in writing.